Hello,
Hi, how are you, Kevin?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. Okay, we've got the spotlight video on you. We are now joined by a race winner and regular season champion, Kevin Harvick, driver of the number four Mobil 1/4. Kevin gets 15 bonus playoff points as a result of winning the regular season championship. And we're going to go straight to questions for you, Kevin. We have a
Okay.
few queued up here. We are going to start with Mark Garrow with PRN.
Get unmuted. Kevin, you're in the single digits now on the all-time win list, up to a tie for ninth. What does that mean? It's one thing to be 24th and 25th. Now you're getting into single digits. You're getting into some pretty serious territory with some pretty serious guys up there.
It's an honor to just to be up there on that list. And as I've said before, I feel like it's definitely a huge responsibility to be up there and be around those guys. So hopefully we can keep this thing rolling and make up some ground on the next gap. But it's been a lot of fun at Stewart Haas Racing, and you're only as good as the race cars that you have. And it's been an honor to drive the race cars and be able to take those race cars and have success with them and capitalize on winning like we did today.
And what does it mean to you to be the regular season champion? You've won a lot of races, so you haven't backed into it. You've won that now. And what does that mean in your kind of back and forth with Denny Hamlin?
Well, it's something that we've never done before. So, anytime you can do something for the first time is definitely fun to accomplish. And I think in this instance, it definitely pays dividends in the playoff points. And look, that's really what you want to accomplish in the regular season, is to gain as many playoff points as you can. We've done that by winning races. We've done that by we've done that in a number of different ways throughout the year of just trying to be consistent and make up days that things aren't going good and make finishes out of them. So it's been a great 25 weeks, and hopefully we can have a good week in Daytona and see where it all falls after that.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Zach Sterniola.
Kevin, congratulations on this one. I'm curious how relieving it is for you to not have to worry about any kind of playoff implications next week in Daytona. Obviously, I know the goal is to still go out there and win the race as it is every week, but how relieving is it that nothing you do next week will impede any kind of playoff standings for you?
Well, I think it's going to be wild, because Daytona is truly, a race that anybody can win. And I think as you look at that, I mean, I think you're going to see people taking chances and doing things, that might work and might not work. So, I think it's the ultimate ender to a regular season. It's something that we've all been talking about, since they announced the schedule last year of being the perfect spot to end the regular season. So, I think as we go down there's a number of guys that can go out and win that race and put themselves right into the playoffs. And I think as you look at how close the bubble is there, I think obviously stage points are going to be important. So you just you those guys are definitely going to have to take chances that that they have to take to put themselves in position to try to take points. So it'll be fun to be on the other side of it and not have to worry about the outcome one way or the other for us.
Thanks. Excuse me. Congrats again.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Dan Galston with AP.
Hey Kevin, do you feel like you're in a true rivalry with Denny at this point, a game of one-upsmanship, or do you still feel like it's kind of you against the field?
Yeah, I don't think you ever want to narrow it down to one guy. Obviously, I think as you look at Denny and his team, they've been able to week in and week out be competitive and have won races and done all the things that it takes to keep themselves right at the top of their game. So, that really has been fun to kind of go back and forth with Denny and his team, because we all get along really well, but we all want to beat each other on the racetrack. And when you have that type of rivalry that is really making you perform at the top of your game, it brings out the best in everybody. So, I think as you look at that right now and looking at the 11 team, you want to do everything you can to hang with them and do everything that it takes to be right with them every step of the way. But there's just too many things that can happen once the playoffs start here. You know, I think there's a lot of guys that are going to, you know, make up some ground. And you know, I think as you look at the schedule and the different types of racetracks that are in the playoffs this year, there's just a number of things that can happen. You know, and there's just that mix of racetracks with the short tracks in the beginning, especially, you know, you definitely see Chase Elliott that has been tough on those tracks. And at some point Kyle's going to, you know, hit on it and get it all together and those guys can go on a run as well. So there's a number of teams that can put it all together. So you don't want to be so narrow-minded to think that it's just you against one other team, because there's a number of teams that can do it.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Jordan Bianchi.
Kind of a couple follow-ups, Kevin. With your points margin that you have, the bonus points and everything, is it going to be disappointing if you guys don't make it to Phoenix with the championship?
You know, look, right now we're one week at a time. Our goal is, you know, to really worry about what's happening next week. We're not even close to Phoenix. So, you know, I think, you know, for us, we want to be competitive week in and week out, because the season's too long to not be competitive. You know, putting it all together at one race, you know, is tough to do. And you know, I think as you look at going to Phoenix, we ran there well there at the beginning of the year, but that's a long ways away at this particular point. It'd be silly for us to look that far ahead.
In previous years, you guys made it to the Final Four numerous times. Have you thought about what you guys can do differently or to get that second championship, or is there just so many circumstances that it's out of your control?
Yeah, there's a number of circumstances. Phoenix is a way better racetrack for us than Homestead was. We were able to put that together, you know, one year, but those high grip or those low grip, high downforce racetracks for us, you know, Homestead has just been a struggle to kind of hit on everything that we need to do to make our car run like it does everywhere else. So I think it's a better scenario for us, you know, Phoenix, but like I say, it's still a long ways away.
Last question. You see Denny win yesterday. Is there any part of you or part of your team that says, okay, Denny got yesterday, we're going to go show him today?
No, honestly, we were just worried about the problems that we had with our car. You know, I feel like, you know, every time we come to Dover, we feel like we should win the race. And you know, having the issues that we had and getting all those fixed overnight and seeing what we could have had yesterday, I think everybody was like, oh, okay, that's what we were expecting yesterday. Just had a number of things go wrong yesterday.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Matt Pensick.
Hey, Kevin, congratulations on the win. Going back to the last restart when Jimmy took two and knowing his history at the track, any concern, or maybe not concern, but like, you know, that's kind of interesting that, you know, you've been running up front most of the day and then you weren't.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I knew he was at a huge deficit. You know, I think as you saw the restart there, he had a little bit of trouble getting grip. And you know, my main goal was to just try to be beside him as we got off of turn two and he pushed up the racetrack. So, you know, I felt like we were still in a really good position. And obviously Jimmy's had a lot of success here. You know, I feel like, you know, over the last several years, we weren't for knocking the dang valve stems out of it. You know, it would have been three or four more opportunities to have won races. So it's been a really good racetrack for us and felt good about the position we were in at the end.
All right. Thanks. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Stephen Conley with Pierron.
Kevin, you've said on multiple occasions that you still feel like you have a lot to prove this season. Seventh win on the season, the regular season points championship. Do you feel that there's still something there? Yesterday's mechanical issues seem like that might be still part of it, or do you feel like you're where you need to be?
I've never said that I have anything to prove. You know, I've said that, you know, we have a lot of season to go, you know, and race and do the things that we want to do. But proving anything, I don't think we have to, you know, do anything in that particular category. So, you know, for us, it's one week at a time and go about our business and be very focused on the things that we do week in and week out and try to prepare the best that we can to do the things that we think we need to do on that particular weekend. And when that particular weekend is over, debrief about, you know, the things we thought we could do better and worry about the next one. So you have to have that narrow-minded thought process that works well for us. And, you know, I really think you have to, you know, try not to worry about, you know, anything around you that you know, could derail that.
And earlier in today's race, you surpassed 15,000 cup laps led through your career. What does that say about you and the teams that you've worked with through your career?
Well, you know, I think as you look through my career, we've obviously, you know, had a lot of great people and a lot of great opportunities. You know, we've led, you know, so many laps since I've been at Stewart Haas Racing, and you know, Rodney and everybody that has given me the opportunity to drive these cars at SHR, and you know, I think we've won 33 or so races and just led a ton of laps. And so you look back at RCR and you look at Todd and Gil and all the people that were able to help us through that. Leading laps wasn't necessarily our forte, but we're always there at the end of races and able to put ourselves in position to win, you know, a fair amount of races at RCR as well. So I've been very fortunate to race with a lot of good folks. And, you know, right now we're just fortunate to be able to capitalize on really fast cars with a great group of people.
Thanks, Kevin. Good luck.
We'll go to Kelly Crandall next.
Thanks. Kevin, going back to the playoffs and playoff points, you've set a new record by my math with you'll have at least 57 to start the playoffs. Does that seem almost like a little ridiculous that somebody can put together numbers like that? I think the most we had seen was Truex put up 53 the first year stage points. And just to have that many stage points, does it seem a little crazy? Or bonus points?
Well, the bonus points are really where it's added up. And that's come purely by winning races and you know, winning those races and on the days where we weren't capable of winning races, putting ourselves in position to grab some stage points and ultimately in the end, winning the regular season championships is like winning three races. So, you know, that's added on with a bunch of race wins. They have definitely piled up and hopefully, you know, hopefully we don't have to use them. It'd be nice to just win races and get ourselves through. But as we've seen in the past, these playoffs can get pretty crazy. People can get on runs and you can get in trouble in a heartbeat. So we just have to go about our business and do the things that we've been doing and just see where it all falls in the end. And I can tell you that using our regular season to gather that many points is definitely something that we're happy to have to fall back on if we need it.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Darrell Kinsey Jr.
Kevin, Darrell Kinsey Jr., WBGR Sports. What made your team so strong during these doubleheaders? Looking back at these weekend doubleheaders, you won four of them, the only driver else to win a race during these, of course, Denny Hamlin. What made your team so strong during these doubleheaders?
You know, I think for us, I think a lot of that is it fell at really good racetracks for us. You know, I think as you look at Dover and Pocono and Michigan, those three racetracks are racetracks that we go to expecting to contend for the win, no matter what the circumstances are. And you know, having doubleheaders at those particular events, you know, I feel like definitely played into our hands this year, and we were able to capitalize on that. And to me, that's really the biggest thing that sticks out for me is we were able to capitalize on the weekends where, you know, we expect to run well and our car ran well and we were able to execute and put our cars in victory lane.
And would you like to see doubleheaders go forward in the seasons to come?
You know, I think we've got so many things to digest as we've gone through this season. I think as you look at the cost and you look at the things, you know, that the team owners are going through right now, we have to put everybody in a position to where they're able to be financially stable and, you know, healthy as we go forward. So, you know, if that means moving the Gen 7 car back another year, or if it means double headers or whatever it takes to, you know, to keep everybody healthy from a financial standpoint, that's what we have to do. We're in such a strange time. And I think we all agree that we need shorter schedules and some mixed up racetracks. You know, as we saw at the Daytona Road Course last week, even if we never go back there, you know, it's kind of like the Roval was the first time. All that hype and anticipation and excitement about something different is something that we have to keep mixing up. And you know, I think the Roval's, you know, it's still fun to go to, but it's still nothing like the first time. And you know, it's never going to be like it was when we went to Daytona the first time with all the hype and anticipation and unknown. So, you know, I still think we're going to be in a very similar position as we start the season next year with the virus. You know, I don't know that it will be able to look much different than what it is right now. And I know a lot of people may not believe that, but it's, you know, it's not going anywhere anytime soon. So I think that it's definitely something that we need to consider going forward.
Thank you, and good luck in the rest of the season.
Thank you.
And we're going to wrap up with Davey Siegel.
Hey, Kevin, going off the 15,000 laps late in the year, you join Kyle Busch, Jimmy Johnson, and the rest of the guys on the list are Hall of Famers and multiple-time champions. What does it mean to you to be on a list with those type of guys?
Yeah, well, I've been fortunate, you know, to especially over the last 7 years, just drive really fast race cars and capitalize on the things that we've been given. You know, but when you start talking about those lists and, you know, the names of the people that you're around and passing and whether it's laps led or race wins or whatever the category is, it's just it's an honor to be on those lists and be around those guys. So hopefully we can keep it going.
I know you said before that as long as fans weren't at the track, you wouldn't be celebrating, but I did see a little burnout on the front stretch. Was that because of Ford's 700th win or what?
I just wanted to get back to the pits quicker.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin, congratulations on the win and the regular season championship. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you in Daytona.
All right, guys. Thank you.